This is Miss Lydia, Lydia Isles, Isla, 8865. Today's day three, right? 3/3/24. This is a 58-year-old woman originally from Tennessee. She's been here since age 15. She used to be a waitress. She's been married 4 times, but currently she's divorced, has 3 children. Allergy none, recent hospitalization 2014 for a fractured foot. Other surgeries includes foot fracture, hip fracture, tonsillectomy. Medical problems includes hypertension, anxiety, uterine cancer in 2013 with metastasis to the lung. She had chemo and radiation. They told her she could not have a hysterectomy because the cancer was too advanced. She's never gone back for a recheck. Medication, she used to be on Celexa and Risperdal, but she's not taking anything at this time. COVID immunization, none. Social, she does smoke, she doesn't drink alcohol. Family history, mom died of a brain tumor. She doesn't know what her dad died of. Today, she's alert, she's awake. She's a very thin, weight single woman, uses a cane to get around because of hip pain and knee pain. Patient suicide is 96%. Her oxygen is O2 side is 96. Pulse is 88. Also, past medical problems, but then patient has a huge history of tobacco abuse with history of COPD. Past medical, put down hypertension, but she doesn't know if she was ever on any medication. And the vitals, she put down, she weighs 105 pounds. Patient's blood pressure is 148 over 100 today. Heart positive, small positive food, lungs full of bronchi, abdomen soft, no extended shoulders, no edema. Assessment here, we have a 58-year-old out of her medication, COPD, with the long-standing smoking also. I explained to her to the primary pain. Explain to her she might need to see a pain management specialist for that as well. Thank you.